Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hopefully, to the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson.
You're not allowed to use that these days, are you?
And to the sweet sounds
in Victoria, cooking with gas, like, isn't that a
exactly
thing of the past?
So yes.
This is true.
That'd be, you'd be cancelled for saying shit like that soon.
If it's cooking with a microphone that works. It's hump day with Swanee and friends. We're back together in the same room.
Is meth lab? Meth labs used gas?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, last time I set up a meth lab.
Yeah, they use gas?
Yes.
They do, well. What are meth labs going to be
disappointing? I mean, my only research is Breaking Bad.
Is it? You think it'd be hard?
To make meth?
Yeah, no. Set one up. No?
I don't think so.
You'd have to be smart, though.
Yeah, you have to, well, like
that dude knew what he
was doing. For, like, junkies, no. That's my if they use their fucking brain power for good instead of using, you know, math to cook up great meth, you know, I think that'd be
a
productive member of society.
They cure.
So they fucking blow up their houses and that every now and then when they get their, they get it wrong.
Well, that's the thing. So in the second safe injecting room, you know they're only going to use electrical appliances. So it'll be good for
but it. But could they cook it in there?
No, I think you're just allowed to shoot up.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to say, hang on.
I think the problem is, like,
here comes
the
crew.
Dr. White.
Yeah.
We're talking about Oppenheimer off air, and he was one of the smartest people in the world, and he came to a moral crossroads, right?
Spoiler alert!
I'm not going any further than that. My point is,
God.
Junkies don't have a moral compass, so when they come to that moral crossroads, they go, well, let's see what's down here.
You never know, they might, I don't know.
You've walked in their shoes, have you, Samantha?
I don't know, most of them don't have shoes.
No. I wish I had these fucking things looking at me so I could go.
You don't know their truth.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So we're all in the one room, we're excited to be in the one room.
We're so excited.
Pumped.
Absolutely thrilled.
Pumped. But we're happy with this. Now, you also were saying that you're busy. How can you be busy and have a 3-hour movie date?
I had to.
Was it an Arvo movie, a night movie?
Night movie. 7:30 sitting because my mother-in-law was only available at that time. Mm.
Gold class? Fuck, they don't miss Gold you these class. Days, do they? It's a $200 night out to go see a fucking movie to go over a 2-hour nap.
I know. Exactly. That's what Stephen did. I was like, you are sleeping. This is a very expensive nap. You could have napped at home.
No, you can't because you'll be making him do chores and shit like that.
So,
It's not on. We had to.
Well, out of 10, just give us a quick rating out of 10.
Oppenheimer.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
I'd say it's not for everyone. I'd probably give it.
Just a number. Thanks, Samantha.
Get to the point.
7.5.
What about Barbie?
Yeah. Oh, seeing it on Saturday. So I'll let you know.
It's too busy.
Have I seen it?
Yeah.
Could not think of anything worse.
Yeah, I'm working till 3:30, so we're going to a session after that.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what time.
Yeah, well, could not think of. Lies, but an old friend used to say, I'd rather hole punch me ball bag.
Than Barbie?
Yeah.
But you prefer, so you would go see Oppenheimer, though?
3 hours is a bit long for me.
Yeah.
That's what.
Maybe that's probably a wait till Netflix or fucking Prime, wherever it comes out on. But don't have the bank. I don't have the power to sit down for 2.5, 2, 3 hours to watch anything these days. Yeah. That's what's on TV shows, like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's about it. And then you move on. Yeah.
Well, like Tar, did Tar win the Academy Award or did Kate Winslet? Not Kate Winslet, Kate. Who's the Aussie?
Blanchett.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
What's anyway, the show? Tar.
Tar.
Never heard of it.
Plays a conductor.
A guitar.
T-A-R.
T-A-R.
Yeah, she plays a conductor in it. And it was Academy Award nominated. And so I finally watched it on Saturday night.
Good.
It was patchy. I did nap for half hour and was watching the footy on my other phone.
So it wasn't good.
Sue thought it was better than I thought it, but it was patchy to me for some reason.
Can't remember the last movie I watched.
Can't think of why.
I honestly can't.
Well, that was only the second time we've been to the movies since Noel was born, and he's two next week.
You would have watched movies on the plane.
I had a toddler on the plane. So, no.
So, okay.
It took us three flights to watch Avatar.
Actually, I've watched Cars a lot lately. and Sing. I watched that a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're well,
what's
you
the
too,
classics so. At the moment for parenting? The go-tos.
Paw Patrol, he fucking loves
Paw
it.
Paw Patrol, obsessed.
Yeah.
Marshall.
Marshall Chase,
Marshall Chase, that's all I hear.
Chase, Rubble.
Chase is on the case.
Rubble's on a double.
We have changed. Oh, it's an obsession. What else is there?
Toy Story? Is that Toy Story still going on?
He does like Toy Story, but it's not as big in our house.
No, just puppy dogs, that's it.
Yeah.
Fucking love it. We have Silly Miss Lily.
Peter Rabbit sometimes. Peter Rabbit.
You had a busy week, Dane. I haven't seen a lot on socials. You brought back the power rankings, which was nice.
Well, I was asked for it.
Thank God.
I kept getting asked to do it. People thought I was hiding on social media. I just have a fucking busy life now, so it's not like I can.
Sorry, I just realised I've got Sam's coffee in front of me.
Sorry.
I haven't touched it.
And people thought I was hiding or I have a busy life. I don't have time to sit down for 10 minutes to think of stuff on a Sunday.
You've got a lot on. He's a working man.
I am, working you know. Dad. Three kids, fucking been busy, been interstate, been giving back. Like, I just haven't had time and didn't drink on the weekend, so I was like,
feeling fresh.
I just felt normal, yeah, and I sat in the sauna on Monday night and whipped it up, yeah. What do you mean?
You whipped it up.
Yeah.
What was that?
The fucking power ranking.
Oh, the power ranking, right, okay.
Yeah.
I'm back.
I was worried about.
Whipped up the meth that I was cooking in the meth lab. What else did I learn? Well, no. I played two games of footy on the weekend.
Two?
Yeah.
Again.
First one, the Pines.
Yeah, Pines, yeah.
Are you trying to stay fit, healthy, in touch with the leather, or do you just love it, or you need the mental break, or
just
a lot of footy?
I know. You know when people ask you to do something, you go yes, and then when it's the time to do something, you go, fuck, I shouldn't have said yes. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah, he's a bit of a yes man, our Dane.
He's a bit of a yes man.
Yeah,
he's a yes man.
I didn't really
when there's an envelope involved, of course.
Well, these unfortunately aren't very. Not when these aren't envelopes, especially fucking Super Rules, isn't it? It's a love job. It sucks, but it's not. You know, I didn't do much on the way. I was a bit sore from the Saturday game, so I basically just stood there. I have to play to qualify. I got to play next week too to qualify for finals. So
what happened to the Pines?
Yeah, we won. It was a pretty ordinary game down in Rosebud. It's a fucking long way from Perrant.
It is.
I had to play footy.
It is.
Right, and honestly,
and you're not a golfer.
No, I'm not a golfer.
So that's just you're used to that drive if you're a golfer if you live in a city.
And let me tell you,
good point.
Saturday morning traffic is about as bad as it gets.
Yeah.
There's cunts everywhere on the road.
Do you know what's going
to
happen?
What the fuck are you doing on the road? What are you doing?
Did you say you got three kids under two?
Yeah. Wait.
I know. Well, I figured
Saturday morning's about to get a whole lot busier.
Taylor's is about to get a lot busier.
Well, you've got three though.
Yeah.
And they're not okay.
And you're going
to
be 45.
I was about to gender stereotype then.
I just keep playing footy.
But Tate's going to want to play.
Yeah.
You're going to take him. And then the girls are going to play netball and dancing.
Grandpa can do that. mate, it felt like every man and their dog were on the road Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was a fuck. This was 11 o'clock or something like that. It took me an hour and a half to get to Rosebud. Coach rang me, thought I was late. And then, mate, I had quite the argument with the lady on the gate at Rosebud.
Did she not know who you were? Did you not have your Brownlow around your neck?
No, well. Because, so during the week, were you last week when I was saying this?
I was there, but I wasn't online.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
With child.
I was making smoothies, I'm sure you heard.
So, like, the Rosebud rang up Pines during the week and asked if I was playing so they could promote it on their socials, right?
Oh, okay.
So, to get a few more people through the gate.
Oh, okay.
So, I rolled up. And I was like, ladies, I said, oh, yeah, sorry, I'm a player. So, yeah, it'll be $12. I go, well, I won't be paying that today. So why? So well, because
is that how you structured your sentence?
Basically, I said, well, because like your club has promoted that I'm playing here today, so
did she?
I think you're in front. Even if five extra people come, I think you're in front. She's like, well, I'm just doing my job. You have to pay. I go, well, I guess we're at a standstill because I'm not paying. So,
the people behind you.
It was starting to build up.
She didn't check the guest list.
So I was like, well, what are we going to do here? Because I ain't paying. I said, your club has promoted that I'm playing here. And I don't think it's very fair that I should pay $12. It's not about the money. It's a principle.
Ladies and gentlemen, Karen Swan.
Yeah. And
did you ask to speak to the manager?
No, he did. There was some. I thought a couple of beeps behind me, so I was starting to feel the pressure. She's like, "Well, I'm just doing a job, so I'm just about to do mine." And I don't think it's very fair that your club is trying to make money off the back of me, who doesn't play for you, one, and has to fucking pay to get into the ground.
That's the issue here.
So,
did you or did you not use the line? Do you know?
No, I did not use that. I did not use it. I thought she would have got the gist by saying you promoted that I was playing here today, and half the people, there's 100 cars in a row. I said, all these cars, they're here. You know why they're here, love? You know why they're here?
You didn't love her. That's the equivalent of champ.
That's the line. I said, see that? How many people do you usually get running around with Collingwood jumpers on their back? Five-year-old kids, Collingwood fucking 12:30 before the game. How many of them do you get?
Brayden's here.
Couldn't answer. So I paid me $12 and walked in. I crumbled.
Did you add it onto the end of your invoice or was that an envelope?
Pines might have to fix me up for that. I was like, you know what, I'm going to try extra hard today and drove off.
Wow.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, Beryl, who thought she'd help out the local
economy.
So I put out.
Who does that bloke think he is?
On earth.
So that's the fucking nerve on them though.
She was probably a Carlton supporter.
I'm just going to start playing home games. Like, I've only got one game left anyway, so. So I don't think that was very fair.
I would laugh.
But we won, so.
Did know exactly.
We got the last laugh on the way out. Cop that Beryl. Yeah.
Should have signed a poster and thrown it at her on the way out.
Cop that Betty on the way out. But we won. It was a pretty ordinary game. But that's where finals were played, so. But I think we'll have to get a ticket for a final. Like, we have to get a fucking ticket into the game. Man, we're putting on the show.
Oh, this is great.
We're putting on the show.
Ticket to what, Dane? Do you think it's allocated seating?
I'm a player. The 44 blokes that are playing shouldn't have to pay to get in to play their game. They already pay their... Well, I didn't pay my fees for the year or anything like that, but...
You are talking to a man who snuck in two people into a grand AFL grand final, so I reckon locals shouldn't be a problem.
So... Didn't start off well. I was a bit flustered, hot under the collar by the time I got there. By the time, and I was late. Coach rang me, goes, where are you? I said, well,
I'm stuck at the gate.
I'm trying to get in the ground. I'm bartering my way into the ground. So hold on. But we won. It was a shitty old game. But, you know, that was down the bottom somewhere, middle of the road. We're third, won by 7 points. But
I got bumped as goal umpire. I was a required goal umpire.
Oh,
so,
dear.
Mate gets supplied for the under 16s AFLW.
Yes?
Yep.
They get supplied.
Out comes old mate Wally. Not for me today, okay.
Taller than you?
I think he's got me covered girth-wise.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's a lifer.
Sturdy.
Okay.
Goal umpire. I don't think he's progressed from anyway. And then what, you had to drive to Ballarat?
Yeah, I drove home.
Oh,
straight away. Oh, mate, I was fucked.
I was in Ballarat too. We were at our game.
Was that your game?
Pop past.
Did you play in the... But your game? Yeah.
The Dogs against the orange tsunami that comes in.
How'd they go?
Put the queue in the racket after half time, basically. Mm.
Not a lot of post-game work for you?
No.
Let's hear it for GWS.
It's a bit colder up there, isn't it?
Oh, fuck. Hurts.
Mm.
It actually hurts.
Yeah.
It's not enjoyable. I don't. The two people that came on for the quarter time activation, I was like, "Oh, you blokes local?" And they're like, "Yeah." And the younger one goes, "I just moved here," and I wanted to say, "Why?"
Uni or something?
I don't know. He'd moved from Echuca.
From Echuca.
Echuca.
Yeah.
Yeah. Echuca?
You put on a show, Ballarat.
Yeah, went to Ballarat and then went home. So I got home about and popped into a mate's for one or two. So, but I got home about 1:30, I think.
Long day.
Long day. I was exhausted.
Only a real tough bloke could get up and back up.
I was exhausted. So then I had to get up and I was a 3:45 game too. So it was fucking, you know. The day had gone.
A bit shitty by then too.
Yeah, we're starting to turn. We played the bottom side though, so it was.
I don't know. Who's we?
Diamond Valley Magpies, mate.
Right.
Yeah.
You're in my hood again. That's twice you haven't popped in for a cuppa.
Yeah, no, it was down in McLeod, I think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where the ground is. We're down there. Won that game, so 2 from 2 on the weekend, and then
not bad.
Then went home and watched the last half of the. Game of the round,
Eagles Kangas.
Yeah, yeah. And that was it. And that was me weekend. What else did I do on the weekend? Oh, learn.
Did you watch?
I learned what the difference. Actually, learned what the difference between a red kidney bean and a chickpea is. Actually, which is weird.
How did you not know that?
Red kidney bean and chickpea. No, go on. Yeah. What is it?
I've never had a red kidney bean on my face.
Oh my god. Walked into that one, didn't we?
Straight into it. Did you watch Carlton Collingwood? Because you said you were going to watch it on
the way. Yeah, you haven't raised it.
You had work.
I haven't raised it. Been any fucking 4 minutes, Samantha. What do you want me to do? I'm the host of the show. Well, is just asking me questions.
Yeah.
If Carlton lost, we would have not stopped talking about it for a while.
No, I don't. I get guided by, you actually said before, are you driving the bus?
Yeah.
So
you realise, like me barracking for Melbourne, it's only upside because that's the way I'm wired. With Dane, it's only upside barracking for Collingwood because he knows even when they lose, it doesn't affect his career.
This is true.
Exactly. Yeah, so you'd think like I played for him and it's like my life's been ripped in half because they got beat on the weekend in a game that's meaningless for them.
Here we go. I'm really looking forward to it.
You've still got that thing in your tooth, by the way.
No one can see me.
I can see you and it's, you know, it's a bit off-putting.
I do apologise.
So did you watch it? Because you were going to watch you were going to watch on delay.
Yeah, I got home and then watched a bit of it. And was the cricket on as well? Something else was on. And I had the Storm game going too, so I kind of missed it. Because the only thing that I did hurt, I was upset about, was I lost money. That was exactly it. But the Pies are playing in meaningless games for next, because of all the other results that happened on the weekend. They got to basically beat Hawthorn this week and. Listen, if they lose the next three, there might be a little bit of panic stations happening, but...
You did win expected score, though.
Did we?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go. Fucking hell.
You turned it round. You'd been in the doldrums expected score-wise.
Yeah, mate, they're playing in meaningless games, and Cowan obviously had a lot to play for, and that showed. They had much more intensity, and they were harder for longer, as fucking every club says. You've got to be harder for longer, and that's what they were.
It does help, doesn't it?
It does. But... You know, Collingwood are just going through the motions now. They're not really trying. They're not playing. They're just getting through. And mentally, it's hard to be up all year. And they've done enough in the first 19 rounds of the year to earn top spot. So they'll just cruise now. A bit of self-preservation, injury. And it's not a bad thing to lose. Sharpen them up. Iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. Sharpen them up. And, you know, I don't think unfortunately, we probably won't play Carlton again this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we do, it'd be 100,000 at the MCG, because it'd obviously be in either a semi-final or a prelim. So I'd love to play them in a final. But, yeah, the Pies, it's just because they've been so dominant all year, it's a bit boring now till the end of the year. But it is what it is. Unfortunately, they have been so much better than everyone else for the first 20 weeks that this is what happens at the end of the year. It's all when Man City that dominate the Premier League. It's just... Season's over with 4 rounds to spare. Mm. But luckily, we play final system, so anything can happen. So
with 8 teams in it.
With 8, should be 10.
At the moment, yeah.
Yep.
Look, I want to ask you about World Cup fever. But a friend of the show, who for some reason chose not to do this story on his own outlet, selflessly sent this to us.
Yeah.
Do you know what a manatee is?
Yeah, it's a sea cow.
Yeah.
Very proud of you.
Mm.
This is from the Daily Mail. Beloved 38-year-old manatee Hugh dies after high intensity sex with his brother, Buffett, at the Florida Aquarium.
What?
Hugh died at the Monte Marine Laboratory and Aquarium in Saratoga after mating with his larger brother, Buffett, caused a 14.5 centimetre rip in his colon. That's a way to go out.
So a bit of length on him, old fucking. What's the first? Girth? What's his first name?
I don't know.
He's
huge.
Yeah, he is. We had Padamchi.
I'm a stickler for detail, right? But 14.5 centimeter rip.
Doing up.
It's important you get
the pun off, yeah.
Yeah, that's important to get the 0.5 of a centimetre on what caused the old boy's demise. The aquarium said it observed the pair engaging in natural yet increased mating behaviour on the day. They're a bit fucking sick.
The manatees.
The sea cows.
They've got issues.
Incest is a big thing in the animal kingdom.
If you're locked up in a bloody tank, are these guys in an aquarium? Not many other mating partner options out there, is there?
Oh, you have to give your brother a hard one? You have to. Hey, Buffett, I'm telling you what.
Who named them? Hugh and Buffett.
They've got a week to get something else in, otherwise you're getting it. I'm as hard as a cat's head.
Can I just clarify that it's Buffett, not Buffet? What's the name? The spelling of that name?
Yeah, I might have got that one wrong too. My daughter picks me up on those ones.
A buffet.
Taco.
Well, obviously.
No one says taco.
Yeah, exactly.
I do.
No, you don't do that.
And then I followed up with ban me.
Oh, don't.
I could have just sworn in front of her and it wouldn't have been worse.
Obviously, Hugh thought there was a buffet going on. Yeah.
He had the whole buffet.
Exactly.
Yeah, the old enchilada.
So, how's World Cup going?
Yeah, good. Really, really good.
So did you do Monday night?
I did, yeah.
What type of crowd? Talk to us, please. On the off chance Dane didn't go. Wouldn't have got it earned.
To where?
World Cup Monday night. At the Rectangular Stadium.
Melbourne Rectangular Stadium.
Who was playing?
Matilda's Canada.
Oh, soccer, yep. No, I missed it. I did back them, though. Yeah. $2.20 or $2.
You didn't miss them.
$2.28 or something. Yeah,
I
didn't watch it, but I backed them.
It was actually unbelievable in the sense of the word, as in.
Well, that's why you said that word, correct. Because that's what it was. If it wasn't unbelievable, you wouldn't have said unbelievable.
No, but people use it all the time. But when we were 3-0 up, I walked into the control room and I was like, "Is this can't be happening."
Why not?
Because Canada are like, it was like.
Olympic champions, aren't
they? Yeah, they're Olympic champions. They're a really formidable champions. Side.
Did I sound like I knew what I was talking about?
And you know what? I think most people were going in there going, this is just going to be a great night out and we're here to support the Matildas and it would be so great if they got the win, but we love them anyway. And then they fucking annihilated them.
But math science says, if in doubt, go the home side.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crowd was up. The crowd was... It was incredible. It was such a loud crowd.
To the Pakistan,
so are they your team? Are they your team now as well?
Well, I've followed the Matildas for quite.
Are
some
your team?
Time.
Yeah. So
more clubs than Captain Kane. Exactly.
Can I be very clear in case anyone is?
You've had more watching. Clubs than Hughes had buffets.
Can I just make this very clear in case anyone of importance is listening? Completely on neutral territory, and it was wonderful for women's sport on Monday night.
Oh, because you've been pressed
yes,
too.
Yes, I'm not actually a Matildas fan.
You're Australian though, aren't you? So wouldn't
I am. But it was made very loud and clear.
Right. That so you don't play line and length.
Correct.
Right. So you can't face paint?
Absolutely not.
No.
Can't be emotional after a win.
I was a little too emotional on the camera, perhaps.
Right.
And the feedback was given directly, loudly into my ear.
Okay.
Well, who do they play next?
I'm actually not sure.
Monday, Denmark, I think, in Sydney.
There you go, because I've got a game tonight. I'm going from here to Melbourne Rectangular Stadium. But do you know what I said?
Kerr's brother, sister playing?
She strapped up, and then with like 4 minutes to go, she unstrapped. So it was clear. I don't even know if they were going to play her, but it was a bit
of a... She would have come on if there was 2-1 down in the last.
Yeah.
That's what she was there for.
But the best thing about it, and you'll start to appreciate this, Ralph, as you start to go to more women's sport with your daughter, it was all of the passion that you get at men's sport, because there was heaps of fucking men there, but none of the mess, because there was no drunk idiots, and that's why it was a really enjoyable environment.
Well, that's where exactly.
That's when we'll know it's
that's
a proper sport.
That's correct.
Saying helped it by betting on it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. When we have drunken imbeciles.
When you've got imbeciles running on the pitch and getting kicked out for punch on and flares going everywhere, that's when.
That's proper sport.
Exactly. That's when they have levity.
Wow. It was a lot. The crowd was.
No hooligans.
The worst thing that happened was someone brought an Argentinian flag in and people were outraged.
How dare they?
Cheeseboards?
There was no cheese boards. Mm. There was lots of face paint and glitter. It was very, very cool. Yeah. It was very loud. It was pretty exciting. And I think Seven had like outrageous figures of viewing, which is good too.
I don't know.
And I think there's going to be a few kids in the future named.
Did it outrate Hunted?
Well outrated.
Did it? Oh, yeah.
7.1?
I still flicked it over to have you been paying attention.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
Well,
that's
what my daughter wanted to watch. So.
But that's because we were so far in front.
No, it's because it's a good show. I like laughing. Yeah. I'll tell you when
you
they'll
know
make
what's
it.
Back?
Go on.
Thank God you're here. It's back today.
Yes, Celia.
When's it back?
Tonight.
Channel 10 now.
I'm at the game.
Been so. Cast, entertainment wise. Oh. They've now got three good shows back to back. Have you been paying attention? The Cheap Seats.
You love
Flemo
the Cheap
was on
Seats.
Last night. Cinema Texas, and now you've made it in show business. You're on a good show. And have you been paying attention? So fantastic.
So good.
Do you watch any of those shows?
Yeah.
Thank God you're here's really good. Well, it was when it used to
be. No, I like Heavy Beam paying attention. My partner hates them.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't find anything. She doesn't find anything funny.
Doesn't get the Australian humour?
Nah. But I
reckon she gets the Australian humour.
Yeah. I like
it. For how long?
Too long, she would say. I like Heavy Beam paying attention. Cheap Seats doesn't do a heap for me.
Well,
but
you're not a news junkie.
No, I'm not. No, but the Monday night show I find funny.
Yep.
Cheap Seats. If it's on when we actually just kicked the twins out of the room, so obviously finally the first night we'll get to sleep on our own. It's called Nice Go. So obviously the first thing we did was turn the TV on. It was glorious.
Don't just let that one slip through. There had to have been a discussion about getting the twins out of the room. How did the discussion go?
Let's get them out.
Was that you?
No, I don't make any decisions. I don't make any important decisions at home.
Was the feedback sent up the chain?
No, because they're going back to the States next week, so had to get them out of the snoo.
Yeah, right.
And started having them in their own cot and fucking I want to watch TV in bed again.
Priorities.
I want to shower in my own bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
How long are we going to need for the math science? We're going to need good 15 minutes. I'll get to some listener questions. Righto. Swanee, how would the Lions group personally cope with the loss of young player like Will Ashcroft?
I think they'll cope pretty well. He's obviously going to be a pretty significant loss for them, but unfortunately, you can't just sit around and cry about someone getting hurt. You've got to move on and someone else will come in and replace him and hopefully do a good enough job. But, it's obviously flattening. He was probably going to win the Rising Star, Norwich Rising Star, whatever it is. He's going to be a wonderful player for a long time, but it's just unfortunate these things happen. But they'll get around him, and I'm sure he'll be coming back bigger and better. But they're at the point. We're at the pointy end of the year. There's no point. They sit around and start sulking that he's not going to be there, and, you know, woe is me. People go past him like what happened on the weekend.
Christian Petrarca had a similar injury at the start of his career, so hopefully same result for Will.
What about Dane Zorko? Do you think that's a bit rich, crying like after all the grubby shit that he's done, he's come out. Well, not Danny, what's his name? Did I say Rich? No, Zorko. Yeah.
Dane Zorko.
Yeah, yeah. He's come out and lagged to the media about what he done. But look at all the stuff that he's done. A bit rich on Dane, I think. Don't you reckon?
I tend to default to people who have been out there in those situations.
I don't know. I just think if it was someone like, who else from Brisbane, like who doesn't say Lockie Neal or, you know, fucking Harris Andrew, someone who doesn't say boo, then maybe, but mate, he's a grub. It's all the time. You know, he's always involved in shit like that. Sure, he's a lovely guy, but he's always involved in, well, I don't really know him. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he's always seems to be the one that's eye gouging or doing something bad. And as soon as something bad happens to him, he fucking goes out and blurts it to the whole world.
Yeah, but he's 5'7", so I'm back for him.
Yeah, okay, well.
Small man syndrome.
It's fine. It wasn't like he did the Peter Philandia.
From Ian, Any danger of lifting the audio of the dialogue in Oppenheimer is easier to hear than you guys.
This is so fucking loud. We try our best. I've only got one ear on today because it's
there
so
was
loud.
Something technically wrong with the last episode.
Okay.
We this hear you.
It's up your alley. From,
hang on.
Is it up Buffet's alley?
It was up so loud that we heard a little
Buffett.
A little Buffett. Miss suckling through the last episode. Yeah. Who were you feeding?
I don't know, one of the little fucking turkeys.
Can you tell them apart yet, Dane?
I can now. I can't tell their cries apart. Taylor can. She's like, can you go get Scout? I was like, fuck, yeah, do you know that, sir? Oh, yeah, I have to go get her.
Haven't figured it out yet.
No, nah, because when it's in the dark, is she on the left or right? Because I don't want to turn the light on.
For fuck's sake. I've read with triplets, you for medical emergencies.
Pain and nail. That's what they say. Ours are fraternal, not identical. Okay, so they said identical, you pain and nail early on. Yeah. Yes, I painted one when they're fraternal.
How can you not?
I can tell them apart now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But just. Early on, do you reckon there's a chance you've messed up the names?
Probably. Yeah.
When we did street talk back in the day, bumped into Michael Friedman, one of the Friedman brothers, now a trainer, and he literally walked out of the hospital straight after having triplets.
Mm. He had them. Fucking incredible.
No, it was before.
Okay.
It was
before his time.
Okay. It was back in the day when women used to have
babies. Okay, yeah.
And Sam said, what are you doing, Mick? He said, oh, wife's just had triplets. And Sam's first comment was, who's the unlucky one on the bottle?
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, dear. From Tree, thoughts about crowd applauding when they put attendance up on the big screen?
Just same as little clapping when your plane lands.
So this is this is an interesting one because...
No, it's not. There's nothing interesting about it.
No, I want to unpack this because I'm the one who has to read the attendance. And I question why we do. And some games I go to, there's 10, like, thank you. We have to say thank you. So thank you to the 10,001 people that are here today. The crowd goes fucking wild. And I don't know, why are we clapping that? Why is it a moment? Like, yes, at the Matildas, huge moment.
No, it's not. No, it does not matter where you're clapping.
Because the narrative has been that no one watches women's sport, but this World Cup has been watched so fucking widely and their stands have been full.
Yeah.
Amazing. So I get why the attendance is excited, but why do people clap when you're at a regular game between fucking the dogs and the cats?
When I hear what the attendance is while I'm in the car on the way home, it doesn't amuse me.
Exactly. You know, I just see women's sport as regular sport now. I don't see it, so I have no interest in clapping when it's such a momentous occasion because it's not for me because I think it's just exactly the same. And it would be full house if it was men's or women's and there's no difference for me anymore. So I don't think there should be a reason to clap.
No, I don't get it. Do you think people clap at the footy? Like when Carlton are playing the Tigers or something just because they feel awkward and it's on the screen and it's been announced?
I've got no idea. It's not well though.
From Daniel, for Swanee, rank the top three smartest players he played with off the field.
The top smartest.
Can we make Nick Maxwell be a roving banker in the trifecta?
Yeah, no, he's obviously pretty clever. I'll talk about, I only use players that have actually played a bit of footy, you know, because there's obviously blokes who have come and gone who were smart, but they've, you know, they're shit at footy, but they're smart, so that's why.
I wouldn't call them shit at footy if they made the system.
They would.
Well, I would. If we compare.
His relatives,
exactly.
True.
Chris Dawes was pretty clever.
Was he?
Yeah. not very street smart, but book smart. Yeah,
I reckon. What did I hear? Max Gorn said he delayed his wedding because he got Chris Dawes to be the what do you call the
MC?
No, not MC.
Celebrant.
Celebrant. So he had to do a course.
Yeah,
he didn't get the course done in time.
Okay.
So Max had two weddings for the second one was when Dawes.
Because he's in New York. I think he's doing something in.
Right.
Yeah. So Max is obviously very clever. None of my friends, unfortunately, would probably fit that bill. Who else has gone on and done great things in life? Paulo Curie's obviously got a pretty good job. He's pretty clever. Yeah. That's off the top of me. I'm sure I've missed someone.
From Chris Band. This is from Chris Band.
Thank you.
Ralphie, stop using full names when reading these out. You undersized human. That was from Chris Band.
Do you know what? I have a friend who always submits questions and he's like, why does Ralph only use my first name? So you can't win it. You can't please everyone.
But that was Chris Band, who doesn't want me to read out full names.
Stop. You're a pain.
From PJ Marty, rank these four as the toughest opponents you had, Dane. Bartel, Stevie J, Joel Corey, Paul Chapman.
Toughest opponents, go again.
Bartel, Stevie J, Corey Chapman.
Joel Corey or Corey?
Joel Corey.
Well, I didn't play on a lot of them, but Joel Corey down back was pretty good. So I'd probably say Bartel, Corey, Julio Chapman, and Stevie Johnson.
Yeah, you and Stevie Johnson wouldn't have played close to each other, would you?
No. So that's why he's last. Yeah. He was easy to play on unless he had the ball.
Yeah. From Stretchy Dave, I'm actually debating whether or not I enjoy the pod more when I can't hear it properly.
Probably. It's probably more entertaining that way.
This is from Rick. Any chance of a bus trip somewhere to watch Dane play?
It's true. We should.
Well, fucking, you need a passport to go where I'm playing currently at the Pines.
You need $12.
Yeah, you do. You need $12 to get in. Mate, come down to a final. I think, when's the final? So we play.
Yeah, what? We should do a live podcast.
Yeah, come down. Live podcast the game. I'll come over at half time and have a word. So not this week. I'm not playing this week. Then we've got, I'm in Darwin for the Darwin Cup. And then on behalf of Dabbles, so thanks for taking me over there. I'm working flat out.
Very busy.
Working me to the bone.
Very suited.
Working me to the bone, the arseholes.
Obviously, you're taking your family with you.
Oh, it's a work trip, darling. I can't fucking get out there, you know. So flat out, I think last weekend of August is the first final, maybe.
This is from Jason Richardson.
Oh, hello.
Not that I can use full names, but from Jason Richardson. Any tips from Swanee on how to maintain a European suntan? Asking for a friend. That's a humble brag arsehole.
Yeah.
Overseas on rorts.
Sun the perineum is what I say. Yeah.
From Matt, does Swanee have a set music playlist he plays every time or just random music?
Does he mean like for a game or just in general?
I'd say in general.
Well, obviously once new music comes out, like I'm not just still stuck listening to music from 2001. I used to have like a heap of different playlists of like all different kind of genres and like monthly. We didn't have children. I had like time to do it. Now it's just basically, you know, I've just got the like songs once. So I like a song and play it. I don't have nowhere near as much time to sift through the music as I once did. But like, to be honest, so if I'm in the car going on the footy, I'll sit in silence for the first half an hour, like, and just fucking get me brain back together. And just like, just stare out the window. You know when you know those moments where you're like, how the fuck did I get here?
Yes.
Like you just drove on autopilot. Like, fuck, I've been driving for half an hour. How the fuck did I get to Nepean? How did I get to Frankston? Like, I wonder how have I been here? Like, you just on autopilot, you haven't thought about anything. So a lot of that shit happens these days, but it's basically just like songs now. And if like a new album drops on a Friday, all new music drops on a Friday. So I might have a quick look through some of the fucking lists I follow and play some music, but nowhere near as much into it as I used to, but just like songs now and then, it's just play from the top.
This is from Mr. Ben McMahon. Carlton fans deserve a whack after winning the July flag is my relevant life issue.
Oh, mate, you wouldn't believe it, mate. Carrying on like pork chops.
Do you know how many people I spotted walking around in Carlton merch the next day? You can always gauge who wins the night
before
by people wearing it, but the baggers were out in fucking force.
Well, it's
you saw fucking chests out.
Exactly. Well, it's nice that they you know, they're like our little brothers. It's like, you know, we don't care as much about them as they care about us.
Like
they just, you know, it's like their grand final. It's like when Melbourne was shit.
Yeah.
Queen's birthday was their grand final. It's like because Collingwood let them have a game where they have a big crowd. And, you know, now it's obviously turned into a wonderful occasion with the Big Freeze and Neil Downer and stuff like that. But Carlton are a bit the same. They've been so bad for so long that, like, we don't care about them anymore. We care about the big fish. Like, see you later. Well, mate, if you're welcome, we'll welcome you to September. We'd rather play you on a big stage than on a Friday night when it's meaningless for us. So hopefully we welcome them to a big stage.
Do you reckon any Carlton supporters actually still listen to this show?
Yeah, no,
absolutely. From Beck, is Swanee going to the Pies Lions game?
When's that? Is this weekend?
I wouldn't think it's.
No, I can't have it this weekend.
That's not this weekend.
No, well, yeah, let me check my math science fucking.
all your notes?
Yeah, all my notes. Well, I don't know because are they this week? They might be.
No.
No, we play.
Hawthorn.
Oh, no. Well, so it's. Fuck, we play Hawthorn. We play round 23. Is that the last round of the year? No. Second last round, Friday night. If we have something to play for, I will. But otherwise, it's just going to be a meaningless game in August.
Or if you have something to go for.
Oh, well, you know if I'm needed. I think that might be on the eve of my first final, so I might need to be home. And unless I've got a gig that gives me $12.
So cover the entry.
Exactly. Cover me. It might be more playing finals. I don't know.
This is true.
But listen, I don't think I'll go to the Friday night game if I'm playing for you the next day, unless we've lost the next two and we need for top spot, then I'll go. But Brisbane on the MCG, that's like a bye anyway.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting game because the Brisbane are shit the MCG, and Collingwood have nothing to play for, so it might be a draw.
This is from Adam. We just want a winner, Ralphie. Haven't found a horse winner for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
found the Mooney Valley Quaddie last week. Yeah. Share of it. That was didn't matter because it was fucking impossible. So I was happy to take that. So anyway, hopefully we can do that. Insta story. If you look at that on Saturday morning, I'll try and find one in the state. My local stuff for Flemington will be racetrackralphie.com.au. Danes will be Dabble, DaneSwan36. And we're going to do math science now because part two will be Mike Sheen.
Oh, yes. There's a spoiler.
Yes.
And this will be part one because this one gets dropped first.
Okay.
So they'll know who's coming out next. Yep. All right, let's get into it. Round 21 for those of you playing along at home. The first game, Dane, I'll be there. My mob, the Western Bulldogs. The Western Bulldogs are hosting Richmond over at Marvel Stadium for a 7:50 p.m. bounce. The Bulldogs are $1.61. Richmond are $2.32. The line is -8.5 to the Dogs. And the over-unders, Ralph, is 167.5.
Did you say Ralph because I'm first?
Correct.
Okay. So Richmond have had 9 games under McWalter, 6-3. Their 3 losses have been to Port Adelaide, Brisbane and Melbourne.
They're not bad.
They're all in the top four.
You'd say so.
Western Bulldogs aren't in the top four. So I think an 8.5 start is pretty good. I know Melbourne. And I reckon part of that is because of Melbourne's final margin, but Richmond really took it up. I thought the D's were fantastic last week, as hoped. But what I'm saying to you, I think the D's would have done exactly the same to the Western Bulldogs. So an 8.5 start is nice. Keith's out. Nank being back for Richmond, I think, is a big in. He makes him play a little bit taller. Not much room for a lot of aggression still in footy, but he is one bloke who brings it. So 8.5 start for me, the Tigers.
Is this in Ballarat, did you say?
No, under the roof at Marvel.
Well, we've got a weather check because I know when North played Essendon there, I think it was a wet deck. So
was it?
Was.
I'd say.
You might love a wet deck. But
I'll give North you the weather update.
Okay, sorry. Ross Lyon complained.
Okay, yeah.
That's right. That's because they leave the roof open till last minute. They just cover the chairs.
Exactly. Some may love a wet deck. I know you might love when a deck's wet, but I don't. So,
do you like playing on a wet deck?
Sitting on a wet deck. Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. You, Samantha?
Oh, it's what I live for.
Exactly. Ralph?
Especially on a Friday night.
Not nothing better.
Not this stage of my life. Oh, no.
Okay. Does Buffett? Yeah. Spill some water out there, Samantha.
And who'd you end up going for?
We haven't got to that beer.
Oh, I don't disagree with everything you said there, Ralph. The dogs are poo, it looks like, recently. And
not
he,
poo.
No.
Not poo.
But this is a system play. Friday night footy, I'll be watching. No, actually, I'll be in Darwin, so I probably won't watch. So my system's out the window. But I'm going to take the over.
Okay. The over. Yep. 167.5.
Yep.
Righto. Thank you very much for your input there. Very insightful. The next game is on Saturday, 1:45 p.m. bounce. Essendon are hosting West Coast.
Ooh.
Same venue, Marvel Stadium. Still under the roof, I'd say. Essendon, $1.05. West Coast, $10. That's good value. 50. The line is -50.5. And the over-unders is 174.5. Dane.
Well, the West Coast have had their win. They've had a buzz. Like, they're going to come down like the Twin Towers this weekend. So
is it too soon?
It's too soon.
Yeah.
It's 23 years or something. I think it's okay.
It's a bit.
Bombers for me. I think Eagles are done. They had their win. They penciled in the Kangas. They celebrated all week. They went on Mad Monday. Had
Luke,
their exit.
Luke, should we retired?
What a shit week to be retired. Like Shannon Hearn and stuff. They retired. Wouldn't you have waited a week? Like someone reasonably good of the game, a reasonably great of the game, retired early in the week. Now.
Maybe they did it on purpose to kind of keep the line.
Yeah, maybe, but it's the only time it's about you. So Mal would have waited maybe a couple of weeks, let Buddy's shine sort of rinse off, and then maybe renounce your time. But anyway, that's just me. Essendon, West Coast of ship.
Yeah, Luke Shue didn't retire. It was Shannon Hearn.
Yeah. He fucking should. He gets injured a lot.
Yeah, well.
I'll let him know.
All right. So what's the – in cricket, well, they say, look, you know, you either bat – but if conditions are a bit sort of, you think about it, then you bat West Coast away, you think about it, and then you're back against them at the line. Okay. Dons will smash the living bejesus out.
Yeah.
Does that mean we've agreed twice?
No, I took the over, but I did agree with
verbal
your
verbal agreement.
I agreed with your Richmond assessment.
Yes.
But I'm taking the over.
You're over round one. Right?
Yes.
Sorry.
Got it. Next game, it's still on Saturday. It's over in Adelaide. The Crows are hosting the Suns, 2:10 p.m. bounce at Adelaide Oval. Adelaide are $1.36. Gold Coast are $3.17. The line is -18.5 to Adelaide. And the over-unders, Ralph, is 174.5.
I always do my own lines and try and compare it if my thinking's different. I thought 12.5 was fair, 8.5. Just Gold Coast are in form. In the end, just look at form. And 8.5, that's a good start. They haven't got many injuries at all. And Adelaide probably inflated after their win over the power. So I would say Gold Coast, 8.5 is a nice start. So I'll take the Gold Coast.
Well, I was going to disagree with you there, Ralph. But Adelaide are very good at home. But just in case, I'm going to take Crows 1-39.
Okay.
I was going to take the line because Crows are very good at home, but I think the Suns can keep within 40 points. I think they can.
I think so.
That's why I'm taking 1-39.
That makes sense.
So. Yeah.
You'd think so. Okay. Thank you once again for your insight. We're going to move back to Melbourne, to the MCG, where Hawthorn are hosting the Pies, Dame. 4:35 p.m. bounce at the G. Hawthorn are $5.10. Collingwood are $1.17. The line is +31.5 to the Hawks. And the over-unders is 165.5. I can get your weather check.
Be all right.
Be all right. I fear for Hawthorn in this game.
Do you?
Yeah.
You think it'll be all right?
I think it might be an old Huey on Buffett style.
No, the internet's not letting.
I'll have to listen to the other podcast to get that reference. But
no, it's this one.
We're all doing one. We haven't stopped.
Oh, have we?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're still here.
Yep.
Okay, we're still here, Dane.
Sorry. So Hawthorn are just going. I think the Pies will. Pies could. Even though the Pies aren't trying and they're just getting through, they are still 5 goals and 2 behinds better than Hawthorn. when they're training. So, yep. Collingwood for me.
I thought 28.5 would have been the line. So, 31.5, still, you don't want to bet against it. So, but you know what? He had the Koshy cash cow had a week off.
Yeah, they did.
Cash cow. 1-31 yeah. Collingwood for me.
Okay.
Righto. Thank you. The next game, we're heading back down the highway to GMHBA Stadium where the Cats are hosting Port Adelaide. 7:25 p.m. bounce. The Cats are $1.58. Port Adelaide is $2.40. The line is -10.5 to the Cats, and the over-unders, Ralph, is 164.5.
So I know home ground advantage is real. I know it's real, particularly Geelong.
But you'd argue, though. They've lost three games there this year.
Well, this is where I'm leading. Hawkins and Blixarve's out. Port Adelaide's lost their last three. Carlton on fire. When they rested a few players and then
they arrested everyone, so it didn't really count.
Yeah, and then against Collingwood in the showdown, which anything can happen. So I don't think it's real there. They happen to have lost three, but I don't think they're a bad side. In the end, one side's won 14 games so far this year, the other side's won 9. 10.5 start for me. I'll go for Port Adelaide.
Yep. Chris Scott said, Geelong with a danger. Well, Chris, if you ain't playing finals, it's hard to be the danger. So I don't think they're playing finals.
They've got a shit couple of rounds, and they've got a hard run home, haven't they?
Yeah, both those sides have a hard run home. I'm going to take the under in this game. It'll be a dowered affair.
It's a good underground, isn't it?
Yeah. Skinny wings. Easy to defend.
Shit weather.
Yeah. So give me the under in this game.
What's the underline?
164.5. Righto, with possibly the worst banner I've ever seen in the league last week, GWS are hosting Sydney Swans at Giants Stadium in Battle of the Bridges. 7:30 p.m. bounce. The Giants are paying $1.75. Sydney at $2.10. The line, Dane, is -3.5, and the over-unders is 154.5.
Is there going to be a tsunami in Sydney, is there? Is that why
an orange one?
Is that why the weather's bad?
So they reckon.
What is GWS one in a row?
Is it six?
Six or seven?
Six or seven, yeah.
Every morsel in my fibre just... is that what it means?
Go again. No, have another run.
No, that's right.
Morsel in my fibre.
Dana General, if you don't know what that means, everything says that GWS should win this game, but... just math science just screams at me they're due.
For a loss.
Yeah.
Nobody. Who else is out for the Swans?
John Longmire.
Is it Rampy?
Paul Kelly.
Did you say John Longmire?
Yeah.
Mickey O can't play.
Yeah, Darren Creswell, he's out.
Tony Lockett.
Yeah. Warwick Kepa, I think he's not in.
Maxwell.
Yeah. Peter Cavan, I think he's gone. Oh. Yeah.
Unlucky.
Yeah.
Unlucky.
Bernard Tui. I think he's off. I'm taking the Swans at the line. I think Math Science gets the GWS Giants this week.
Oof.
One of us will be right. I thought it should be a 15.5 start at 3.5, so I'll go for the orange tsunami. You keep rolling on.
Yep, don't disagree. They should win, but this is a Math Science program.
There you go.
If Sometimes anyone is a GWS supporter that listens to this podcast and...
there's only four of them, so I doubt it.
Well, if you could explain to me what the logic behind your banner was.
What did the banner say?
I'm here for it. We were in Ballarat, so they had a stab at Ballarat for not having the comm games.
Right.
And it didn't really make sense. It kind of was like, so the comm games are not here anymore. Don't worry, we are, and we're rolling on for another win.
I'm sure they had a stab at it. They're just saying the Commonwealth Games weren't there. So we're here to entertain you instead of the Comm Games.
And they weren't even having a go at the Bulldogs or like their opponent. They're having a go at regional Ballarat
for something that
their premier was just...
okay.
I don't think it was a lot of...
nonsensical.
We don't like knocking passionate people. But
I'll tell you what. There was a lot of passionate supporters there though.
How big was the crowd?
10-1.
Oh, yeah, so it was a lot. Yep, okay, that's good. Yeah.
It was almost a full house. That's a lot for Mars.
10,000, a lot of people? No, okay, yep.
That was a bad practice match for the Pilots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was training.
You know what? I have walked past training a couple of times in the last few weeks being at Melbourne Rectangular Stadium, and it does surprise me how many Pies supporters go out for training? Rain, hail, or sideways rain?
That's what we do.
It's outrageous. Why? Why? Do they no, it's a genuine question. Like, what do they do? Do they get to interact with you? Yeah. Or do they
give boys a clap when someone kicks a goal? When they run out, high fives on the way in.
Don't have groceries to get or like.
Well, there's just so many of them. Events. Someone's got a day off. And that's why we're a great club, because they come out and support their team.
Yeah.
Rain, hail, or shine, whether they skip work to go out and give the boys a bit of support after a loss. They'll be down there, give it a moral, say that we still love you and we still support you, as we know you can get the job done. Yeah. It's what a great club does, Samantha. They're invested in their players. They're not fair weather fans. They don't just turn up when the sun's shining and when they're winning.
Well, there you go.
Well, you want an answer? You got one.
You've been told.
Exactly.
I certainly have. I thought maybe there was a sausage sizzle I was missing or something, but no.
Sausage sizzle in the showers is about it.
Good for you. The next game, God, it will be a cracker, won't it? Down at Blundstone Arena. Ralphie's going. You can't leave.
Dedicated supporters would go.
How are you going to leave and get on a tram at half time?
I'm going.
You're going to the footy?
I'm going to the Tassie, yes.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Report back.
Is this Hobart?
Hobart, yeah.
Blundstone Arena in Tasmania.
Going to go to Mona on the...
I nearly. If it was a 2 o'clock start, I would have, but I've asked a couple of Taswegians who I interact with, and they said you need a good 3 hours, and so I'm getting the early flight. I'm going to go to a farmer's market.
It's down at Salamanca?
Well, it's the equivalent of it. Salamanca's a Saturday, and then but apparently it's a really good spot.
Oh, this on a Sunday. Okay.
And and then I've been given a ramen place for so I've done some form, you know.
Absolutely. Mm. Follow us for all the Tasmanian tips.
Yes, and then we'll park off street.
Oh.
Because apparently you can park close enough to the ground and then have a bit of a walk.
That's a good thing about country footy, isn't it?
Mm.
Exactly. Yeah,
$12 to get in.
Yeah. So I've bought the seats behind the goals up at the David Boone stand.
Oh,
yes.
That's fancy.
We'll go, and you're rah, rah, go the five.
And you're taking your daughter.
Yeah. Well, that's the only reason I'm going. She
it's
said,
very exciting. Go, so, yeah. Anyway, we digress. North Melbourne, of course, are hosting the D's down at Blundstone Arena.
Well, to both of you, when they're old enough to be your friends, not just your kids, it's a nice part of your
life.
It's
an exciting part.
Yeah.
1:10 p.m. the ball will be bounced. It's a long way away. $7 North Melbourne, $1.10 to your D's. The line is +42.5 to the Kangas, and the over-unders, Ralph, is 173.5.
Oh, tally ho and put on a show. The D's by 43 plus.
D's line?
Yep.
I'm still just getting over what you just said.
Oh, we have a bit of fun here, don't we?
Oh, yes. You sound like Hugh after Buffett got hold of him.
Have we lost it?
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily disagree, but I think Melbourne have kicked out about 130 points the last 3 weeks, and in a training session, I reckon they might kick 180. So I think they might. I think they might cover the total on their own.
Yep.
So is there any way you can score negative points here? Unless North kick negative 30 or something like that, I think it'll go over pretty easily.
Yes. So you're over.
Will you need a brolly or just your winter woolies?
We're on the edge of a reasonable day, so fingers crossed.
Fingers and toes. Yep. Okay, next game. The Saints are hosting the Blues, 3:20 p.m. at Marvel Stadium. The Saints are $2.75. Carlton are $1.46. The line is +14.5 to the Saints, and the over-unders, Dane, is 164.5.
Saints are just stuck in that finals, aren't they?
Yeah, mate. You keep looking up and they're fifth, yeah? Fuck that the Saints get here.
I know.
Fuck, that's unbelievable. They beat a really, really good Hawthorn side last week who were trying. And Carlton played a side that weren't there. They weren't trying.
Yep.
Carlton have kicked a lot of points lately. I think the Saints might have turned a corner. Is this Marvel?
Correct.
I'm going to take the over. Yeah, give me the over.
One of us will be right. Carlton are scoring big. St Kilda scored big last week. Ross Lyon probably would be more disappointed if they'd have... He'd be furious that they've scored a lot of... The phone box is back. Best bet of the round for me.
Best bet of the round.
The under. The phone box. Rossi.
Shut it down.
Yep, it'll be so entertaining. They might even score a goal by halftime, either side.
There's only one game at
the Matildas were outscoring.
I'm on.
Fuck, they were on fire.
I don't mind the Saints at the line though. Just I think the Blues are due. That's science, Mad but science. That's not for my score. Well, that's just for a little tip for anyone that wants it.
Free tips. Game.
Yep.
Thank you for that. There's only one game at the G.
Yes.
Is that because of the soccer?
Well, that's at Melbourne Rectangular. I don't know why.
Just the way it is.
Just disappointing, isn't it? Mm. Righto. The final game of the round, the Fremantle Dockets. Ralph's flag favourites, the Freo Dockers, are hosting the Brisbane Lions at 4:40 p.m. at Optus Stadium. The Dockers are $2.93. Brisbane are $1.41. The line is plus 16.5 to Freo, and the over-unders is 168.5.
Well, look, I've got Fremantle right most of the year.
Yeah, man, they're flying. They're on the way back. They're on a rebound.
Brisbane 1-39. Surely Fremantle will show something, but won't show enough to justify their flag favouritism. Brisbane 1-39.
Itchy head, just give that a scratch while my brain computes what he's going to do here.
Just look at your notes, Dane.
Yeah, no, okay. That's a big fucking blank page. what was the over under? Let me check here. The
over under, I just closed it, is 168.5.
Give me Brisbane at the line.
Okay.
Yeah. Freo have had their win.
What's the line?
16.5.
All right. So I've given my best. Dane's best will be via Dabble. Dane Swan 36. There's a horse that won on the weekend in Sydney called Cabalus. Now, I'm not saying this is a real good thing and all that, but if you just want a little bit of a spec on a futures play, he's $26 for the Golden Rose. Chris Waller trains it. Won by a nose, but it was a very, very good win on the what he had. What, the fact that he was able to win from where he was. At this time of year, some good three-year-olds emerge in the Congo. Giga Kick last year, Exceedance, North Pacific, who become Group 1 winners or placed from these winter racing. And I think this horse is going to be a genuine, very, very good horse. It cost $1 million as a colt. So he's $26 for the Golden Rose. Please yourself, but if you want to have a little spec bet, I think he's got a lot of talent, so might be one to have a think about. But on the day, I'll put something on our Insta story.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Well, that's it from our nonsense for now. We've got a lovely guest coming in moments. So if you're having a bet over the weekend, please do so responsibly.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.